From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Florida's governor is calling for a special session of the state legislature later this month to permanently ban offshore oil drilling in Florida waters. Charlie Crist says he has the support of panhandle lawmakers, but he says those in areas not yet affected by the spill have been uncooperative. Crist is looking for a referendum to be placed on the ballot this November. A federal official says BP could drill a hole into the bottom of that blown-out well in the Gulf in as little as 7 to 10 days. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, in a best-case scenario, cement would be pumped into the well and the flow of oil into the Gulf could then be brought to a halt.
BP's first relief well is getting close. Admiral Thad Allen says BP could actually be ready to use it to drill into the bottom of the blown-out well toward the end of next week. BP plans to pump heavy mud into the well, and if that stops the flow, they can seal it up with cement. But Allen emphasized this is a best-case scenario. It could easily take more time to make the connection into the blown-out well, and it's also possible that oil is flowing inside a steel tube that's inside the well, in which case BP would need another week or so to drill into this tube and install a second cement plug. Weather can always add more time to the process. It is hurricane season in the Gulf, but at the moment at least, Allen says the forecast is promising for the next week to 10 days. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A Cold War-style swap between the U.S. and Russia for spies appears underway. A Russian arms control researcher who was accused of spying for the West and has been in a Russian prison for some 5 years was reportedly on his way to a Vienna, if not already in the Austrian capital. NPR's David Green has more.
Igor Sudyagin appears to be the first alleged spy on the move as part of a deal being ironed out by the U.S. and Russia. Sudyagin's mother, Svetlana, said she visited her son yesterday in a Moscow prison. He'd been transferred there from a prison camp in northern Russia. Sudyagin's mother said her son believed he was part of a group of Russian prisoners about to be pardoned. He was forced to sign a confession, though he insists he was never a spy. Sudyagin's release would end one of the more controversial espionage cases in modern Russia. When first arrested in 1999, Sudyagin was an ambitious young researcher at a think tank, the USA Canada Institute. Russian officials said he passed sensitive information to a British firm, which they said had ties to the CIA. Human rights advocates called the charges outrageous and said Sudyagin dealt with information that was widely available to the public. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
New claims for unemployment benefits dropped sharply last week, down by 21,000 to a seasonally adjusted 454,000 people getting help. The Labor Department says that's the lowest level since early May, and the International Monetary Fund says the U.S. needs to do more to cut the budget deficit. The IMF says the Obama administration needs to consider raising taxes to get the deficit down to a manageable level. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 43 points. The NASDAQ is up 1 at 2,158. The S&P 500 is up 1. This is NPR. One survivor of the duck boat barge collision in Philadelphia yesterday says it was a harrowing ordeal. 67-year-old Sandy Cohen of Durham, North Carolina, says she was on her cell phone and saw the barge approaching. Cohen says she had to share her life jacket with another person. Two people are still missing, and the tour boat company, Georgia-based Ride the Duck, has suspended operations. Greeks went on strike again today as their government passed a bill to cut pensions and raise the retirement age. Most of Athens shut down, including tourist sites and museums. As Joanna Kakisis reports from Athens, Greeks demonstrated by marching to Parliament.
A few thousand demonstrators called for resistance as Parliament passed a pension overhaul bill. The overhaul means badly needed cash to pay off the country's massive debt. The vote prompted another general strike at the height of tourist season. Tourism accounts for nearly a fifth of Greece's gross domestic product. Nitin Domli, a physician from Rhode Island, spent his last day in Greece wandering around a mostly empty Monastiraki Square.
We really don't have any place to go except for these common areas where there's markets and so on, because all the museums are closed and public transportation is closed.
Flights were also grounded for 4 hours. Air traffic controllers plan a one-day strike on July 14th. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakisis in Athens.
The first red panda cub born at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. in 15 years has died. Zoo officials say they don't know the cause. The 21-day-old male cub was found dead yesterday morning. They had been keeping a close eye on him for the hot weather, but they said the heat didn't kill him. They note there's a 50% mortality rate for red panda cubs. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.